You can't lead what you don't understand. Resilience professionals often talk about standards and frameworks and maturity models, but too many of us falter when asked a basic question about their own program. Knowing your program inside and out is the foundation for credibility, influence, and strategic impact. It's more than just table stakes. It is a critical part of your influence, capability, and perception as a resilience leader or as a resilience champion. That's what we're talking about today in this episode of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. Today, we're talking about this foundational but yet overlooked area by many resilience leaders and champions, and that's actually knowing and understanding your own program. Not just the documentation, but the why, the how, the impact, and how your own program works in the organization. This is a critical credibility issue for resilience leaders and champions because it sets the tone for your influence in the organization. Credibility is not earned just through regurgitating a bunch of jargon. It's earned through clarity and consistency in command of your work. So here's a common scenario. In fact, I just saw this happen. You're in an exercise and you are the resilience champion and you're leading this crisis management team meeting and somebody asks you about a process that is part of your program and you don't understand how it works. You can't explain in the meeting how that program works in your own company within your own program. If you hesitate in this situation or if you deflect because you don't understand it, or even worse, you explain it wrong, which is what I saw happen, then you've lost ground. So this challenge of not understanding your own program shows up in a lot of different ways. It shows up in vague answers, in defaulting to your managed service provider for answers, to referencing a plan without explaining what's going on. In our own report, The Strategic Edge, that we've talked about before, resilience starts with a solid operational foundation. And that is the tier one table stakes relationships that you need to have. But you can't do that if you don't understand your program. This matters because your executives expect clarity and command, a strong presence. If you can't explain your own program with confidence, they will not trust you with managing the strategic disruption that your company is faced with. This is about influence, not just information. Knowing your program builds executive trust, and it gives you a seat at the table when decisions are made. We talk about this in our book, The Continuity Code, in Chapter 10, where we talk about how should you talk to your CEO about business continuity. You need to do it in strategic terms. But you can't do that if you don't understand how your program actually works. So here are some things that you need to know cold. And you can develop a checklist of these items, or you know, maybe it's a front and back reference sheet, maybe it's an index card, but things that you should always know. What are the company's top critical processes? And what are their RTOs? Where are you in the life cycle for this year? You're 75% done. You're 20% done. You haven't started. What are the top three risks to your company and your program? Where are you in terms of exercises for the year? What are the roles in recovery? Not documents. What are the roles? Who's responsible for what? What are your executives' expectations, and are you meeting those? And what's your biggest current gap and your plan to close that? Something simple like that will give you all of the information you need in the moment to be able to explain your program. But it's important to have that so that you have that material available and that you've committed it to memory and you're able to just rattle that off because you understand how your program works. So how can you build this command of knowledge of your own program? Well, regular internal reviews, you can treat that like a fire drill for your brain. It's a good way to talk through what's going on in the team and in the program. If you have a way to visualize your BIAs and plans and risk assessments, like tools like Fusion have this, for example, look at it so that you understand how all the parts fit together. Rehearse your elevator speech. What's your program? Why does it matter? What's next? Can you explain it simply? And if you're not sure, then go learn it, because your credibility depends on your ability to do exactly this. People don't lose influence because of failure. They lose it because of uncertainty. And this is one of those areas where it comes down to how you're able to explain your program, because you have the knowledge base where you're able to explain that strategically. If you can't answer confidently, then others are going to fill the gap. And they might be filling that gap with assumptions or fear or doubt, instead of a clear explanation of how your resilience program that you own as the leader or champion brings value to your organization and helps the company achieve their strategic objectives. So if this is a nerve for you, I think that's good. Go back to your program this week and do a little audit of yourself. Ask yourself if you know this cold, and can you explain it in a simple elevator speech? If not, then that's your next priority to work on. And if you're stuck, drop us a note. We're here to help. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.